try to imagine driving down a river at 15, 20 miles an hour in your motorboat, and all of a sudden this 30-pound fish comes jumping out in front of you. The impact can be quite, well, it can hurt. There have been people that have been injured by these.
Southern Illinois University Fisheries Director Jim Garvey says you don't even have to fish for Asian carp. These 40 to 50-pound silvery fish just jump into your boat.
When they end up in your boat, they flip around, beat themselves to death, and you end up with this slimy, bloody mess. There have been days where we will go out sampling, and literally the boat would just be covered with fish slime. It's just truly disgusting. And when you take the boat out of the water, the flies just descend on it. It's really gross.
Besides the aesthetic gross-out, Asian carp are an invasive monster, swimming aggressively towards Lake Michigan. The Midwest Research and Aquaculture industry has marshaled forces against the threat. These fish gobble up virtually all the plankton, starving bass and trout.
It's actually probably one of the largest whole river, actually probably whole ecosystem experiments ever attempted.
In 6 months, the private fishing boats SIUC hired hauled in 3 million pounds of invasive carp. Garvey and his team of researchers are now back on the Illinois River to determine if fewer carp are threatening Lake Michigan. The question is, did the 3 million pounds they took out downstream, south of Peoria, make room, so to speak, for the carp living near Chicago to swim south where the water is warmer?
Well, there's 2,000 pounds in there. So basically, you need to move it with a forklift.
Okay, so what do you do with 3 million pounds of slimy, smelly, nasty-looking Asian carp? That's the other part of this team's research.
Let me see if I can get one of these open.
SIU agriculture specialist Paul Hitchin takes us to a furniture store in the small Illinois town of Pinckneyville. In the back are sacks upon sacks of Asian carp fish meal. Huge sacks, from 6 to 10 feet tall and almost as wide.
It's kind of a dry powder. And that one time was a, 5 to 30 pound Asian carp.
The million-dollar funding SIU got from the state and federal government paid for a private company to take all the carp and process it. Hitchin says carp makes the best fish meal. Since these monster fish mainly eat plankton, not other fish, Asian carp flesh doesn't contain high mercury levels.
And we're actually going to test it with Illinois aquaculture producers, basically to see what quality of fish comes out.
In the spring, Southern Illinois University will do a controlled study with local fish farms to see if this carp fish meal, yes, that is what farm fish eat, fish meal, to see if it will produce better bass and trout for market. The results of the other part of the research, whether harvesting 3 million pounds of Asian carp out of the Illinois River can help save Lake Michigan, won't be determined until December. I'm Eileen Waldron for WSIU Radio.